government shutdown did not destroy the U.S. labor market. Au contraire, according to the big government jobs report this morning.
Balance your life with dollar signs. Tune into Marketplace Money this weekend for a look at the issues affecting your wallet. Whether it's investing, renting an apartment, or sending your kid off to college, we'll help you navigate.
From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. Payrolls grew by 204,000 people in October. That is way beyond the 120,000 forecast. And August and September payroll surveys were revised sharply upward as well. There's a parallel survey of households, and that showed the unemployment rate climbing a tenth to 7.3%. This covers the month of the government shutdown, and while some of this may be statistical noise, it does suggest that the labor market weathered the shocks coming out of Washington with a certain vigor and aplomb. Julia Coronado, chief economist North America for BNP Paribas, has been looking through the report from the Bureau of Labor Statistics along with us. Julia, thanks for doing this.
It's my pleasure.
All right, 204,000 more jobs. Where'd those come from?
Well, they came from a variety of industries. Retail returned to strength. The tourism industry was hiring very strongly. Even professional jobs increased. So it was pretty broad-based in the improvement. And as you noted, we got some upward revisions, which suggests that the summer trends weren't quite as weak as they previously looked.
So let me put it another way. Where did this strength come from? Because many forecasters weren't expecting this.
Well, I think we have to be a little careful in the interpretation. If we turn our attention to the household survey, the unemployment rate went up, and participation fell a lot, and that's usually a negative signal. And in general, the data collection has been disrupted by the government shutdown. I think we need to get a couple more months of data under our belts before we draw conclusions about what the trends are. I think better than expected, but let's keep our wits about us here.
Now, did the government actually count the temporarily furloughed federal workers as employed, or were they not counted as employed?
They were counted as unemployed, so they did show up in the unemployment rate, and they were shown as being on temporary layoff, and so that was one of the factors pushing up the unemployment rate.
So something encouraging generally here, but keep an eye on this because the statistics that are behind these surveys may be suspect.
Exactly. We want to get a few more reads before we draw conclusions. But again, I think generally good news.
All right. Julia Coronado, BNP Paribas. Thank you very, very much.
It's a pleasure.
Show Marketplace how much you like us. Stay connected to our hosts, reporters, and top stories on Facebook. Find us at facebook.com/APM Marketplace.
That surprising strength in the government jobs report today will come as welcome news in America's hardest-hit labor markets. Take Nevada. Its unemployment rate is the worst in the country, 9.5%. And as we hear about all the new names added to American payrolls, it's worth remembering that sometimes one job is not all you need. After a stretch without work, 24-year-old Rebecca Farewell Przasnuk has found a job that she likes, working for the state of Nevada in Carson City. But she's still looking for job number two, and you need to hear why. Ms. Przasnuk, thanks so much for joining us.
Good morning.
So how long have you been in Nevada?
I've been in Nevada for about 2.5 years.
And that's been a tough time for the economy there.
Yeah, definitely. When I first came to Nevada, I was doing an internship and I found full-time work pretty quickly, so I was lucky. But after a couple job changes, everything kind of changed.
Then how long was your period of unemployment?
I was unemployed for about 5 months.
That must have been tough.
Yeah, it was tough. I mean, I want to look at it in perspective because I think compared to a lot of people, I wasn't unemployed for that long. But when you really are in that situation, you realize how hard it is to pay your bills and make sure you're putting food on the table.
So you're 24. What kind of debt do you have? Student loans?
So I have a lot of student loans. I've accumulated some emergency medical debt. And while I was unemployed, I had to take some personal loans just to stay afloat.
So now you're looking for a second supplementary job to really pay back the stretch that you were unemployed.
Exactly. I already work, you know, a full-time day job, and it doesn't allow me a lot of time during the day to find work. But in the evening and the weekends is what I'm aiming for.
What kind of stuff are you looking for?
I've been looking since June for part-time work, retail or food service, because I know a lot of those will have more evening geared shifts. So that's more along the lines of what my schedule will allow.
Now, occasionally you get some bites from employers, but they want to know quickly, right?
It's kind of an employer's market, I think, at this point in time. So they can ask you to make a decision really quickly or offer you a lower wage just because there's so many other people who will jump at it. So they kind of put you in a tough spot.
All right. Well, good luck with the extra job search and with your new full-time job. Rebecca Farewell Przasnuk in Carson City, Nevada, thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
And there's news today that the IT services company Infosys of India will pay $34 million to end a U.S. investigation into the abuse of temporary visas to bring in foreign tech workers to the U.S. That's the biggest settlement ever in a visa case. Infosys says this was a civil, not criminal case, and it can still do business bringing in foreign workers, including for contracts with the U.S. government. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.